The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the people in the synagogue at Nazareth, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow of Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. Recently, a family approached me and shared with me, a married couple with several children. They're preparing to do the consecration to Jesus through Mary tomorrow on the Feast of the Annunciation. They've been Catholic, both parents, their entire lives. And they have a great love for Our Lady, great devotion to her, but they've never done this consecration, though many saints have recommended it. And they're getting their whole family to do it with them. And they said to me, "Father, gosh, it's amazing. We're doing all this reading on Our Lady at this time. And we've never used any of the devotionals, any of the sacramentals of Our Lady. So recently we got miraculous medals and we're all wearing them now." They said, "Father, it's amazing. Our two teenage kids, our son, we walk in his room the other day, he's on his knees praying the rosary. Father, he's never done anything like that before. Our teenage daughter, she's had all these certain struggles in the last couple years. It's like they've vanished. Father, this is unbelievable. Father, will you enroll us in the scapular?" Just yesterday, I enrolled our 8th graders in the scapular, all the kids who were confirmed. And as I did so, I thought, I wonder how many will persevere in wearing this. You know, maybe someone home and took it off yesterday, I don't know. Maybe some they'll get into high school, they'll feel embarrassed, nervous, you know, what are people going to think? Perhaps others they'll get to college and they'll be wiser and they don't need these little devotionals anymore. But I thought, those who wear this the rest of their lives, they're going to go to heaven. Not because I said so, but because the Mother of God said so. Naaman was cured by going down and washing in the Jordan. Something so very simple. What does washing in the Jordan prefigure but the sacrament of baptism? How many times was he asked to wash? 7 times. That's no coincidence. When we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit on the day of our baptism, how many gifts does he give but his 7-fold gifts? And what happened when he washed? His flesh became like that of a child and he was cleansed. Just as through baptism, we become pure as children anew if we're baptized as adults. Our Lord primarily gives his gifts through the sacraments. And it's amazing, sometimes you tell people, you recommend the sacraments, and they look at you like, "Gosh, Father, you know, I just want a prayer and heal me." You know, or gosh, if you ask them to do something extraordinary, like name it, they would go and do it. But people will come and they'll be going through all sorts of trials. And I'll say, "You know, is there any chance you can get to daily Mass?" And they look at you like, "Father, gosh, you know, I need something more than that." Or people come to confession often and there's certain sins that they just can't get over. And I say, "Are you praying?" And oftentimes it's, "Well, a little bit." I say, "I have no doubt if you start to pray the rosary daily, you will be freed from this." I had a lady recently, she was anointed, the anointing of the sick, and she was miraculously healed. It so surprised her that she went to her spiritual director to confirm it. I thought, gosh, how seldom even faithful Catholics receive the anointing of the sick. We ask our Lord today as we receive Him for that childlike faith through which miracles are worked.